We are 72 hours away from the Yom HaDin. And one of the minhagim of this time period is that men go to the mikvah, even those who don't normally go to the mikvah throughout the course of the year. Men go to the mikvah by Erev Hashem and Erev Yom Kippur. So what I want to talk about is a men's guide to going to the mikvah. And what is what the Torah and what Chazal, what the minhagim say of us, and how we're supposed to act, and how we're supposed to conduct ourselves at that time. I think there are 12 different aspects, 12 different times a man goes to the mikvah in the world of minhag and halach. We'll go through all 12. And I think there are three categories that each of these 12 can be put under, of different types of going to the mikvah. I'm going to explain each one as we get to it. The first question that's asked is that, is it proper for a man to use a mikvah that's designated for women? Is that appropriate? So there is Rav in Bnei Brak, Rav Yaakov Meir Stern, who's a posek there, and he writes in Zimra Yaakov and Evan Ezra on page 13, and he discusses this issue. He notes that already the Achronim before him, Rav Yitzchak Chanan Spector, and the Ein Yitzchak and Rechaim Siman Beis, the Nefesh Chai Siman Mem, the Sholem Eishiv Madura Kama, they all discuss whether it's proper. And at the end of the day, they all say, including the Tribune Rav, in a tshuva to the Taras Yantav in volume 17, that there's nothing wrong with a man going to a mikvah that women use, obviously when the women are not using it. But they all say the issue is that the men should not make the mikvah unusable for the women. If a man's going to use the mikvah, they have to treat it cleanly and treat it with respect and not leave their stuff there and not leave it a mess afterwards. And that's the other thing they need to be aware of. They should not make it that women are uncomfortable to go to the mikvah. The mikvah is for the women. The fact that they let you come in there every once in a while is a nice favor they do. But the mikvah is for the women. And therefore, if a man's going to use the mikvah, you need to be so sensitive and so careful about how you leave it and cleaning up and things of that nature. And at the end of the day, he does note that we do put chlorine and chemicals in the mikvah to make sure it stays somewhat clean. And therefore, we do the best of our ability to make sure the mikvah is usable for women after the men have spent time there. There are three issues that come up that we're going to discuss in all of the 12 cases regarding when a man goes to the mikvah. The first question is based on the Gemara in Yevamos Mem Zayin, that as we know, that in other areas of halacha, that a woman, when she goes to the mikvah, and then a man goes to the mikvah for issues of Tumah and Tahara, Bizman Beis HaMikdash, can't have a chatzitza. So can a man have a chatzitza on him when he goes to the mikvah? Is it not effective for whatever reason? So the Rashi in Yevamos says that such a tefillah, you have to be a machmer and not have a chatzitza, no different than a nida. That's what the Rashba says. This is the sheet of the Ridva as well. The Ramaharsham and the Das Torah nor Achaim and Svin Peche says that the Rashba only holds that this is min ha-Torah for a tefillah min ha-Torah, but not for Takanis Ezra, which we'll discuss as a Midah Rabbanan. So, again, Midah Raisa, a man who goes to the mikvah does not need to worry about chatzitza. The question is there an inis to be machmer? The second point we have to discuss is chafifa. The Gemara in Bava Kamma on Daf Pei Beis says that when a woman goes to the mikvah, she has to do chafifa. She has to prepare the body to remove any chatzitza, to do any combing, anything that may be on the body. And Rashi explains that on the day of the tefillah, she goes with a comb, so there shouldn't be any chatzitza. And the Gemara says that midah raisa, it suffices to look and check if the hair has become knotted, if there's some dirt that forms a chatzitza. Then Ezra came and made a takana, that they also have to perform chafifa, which means a more careful combing and sitting in the water and making sure there's nothing there at the end of the day. The Sefer Eshkol and Simon Samachdal writes, "Dehasam begavra iri shetavol leachol truma v'leis bechafifa delo tikin Ezra rak lenushim nidos kadeis Yerushalmi." So the Sefer Eshkol says that Ezra's takan was only for women who are anita to chafifa, but chafifa is never for a man. If a man's going to the mikveh Erev Yom Kippur, just make sure, you know, give a general look over to make sure everything's okay. And then that's sufficient. We don't have to do any more in-depth introspection. The Lechem V'Simla says this as well as the Cheshek Shalom Bava Kamma there in Pei Beis, that women have longer hair and therefore they need to be more careful about chafifa. And in addition, most men are not so machmed on small things. Men don't really care what's happening to their body so much. And therefore, it wouldn't be a chatzitza anyway. So we'll have to discuss chafifa in those cases as well. And the third is the Gemara in Shabbos Yadal. The Gemara in Shabbos says that a person is not allowed to bathe or shower after the mikvah because people used to think, they used to go to the mikvah and the mikvahs were smelly and they weren't taken care of and they felt dirty after going to the mikvah. They were tahar, but they felt, you know, physically unclean. So they would go shower afterwards. And people began to think, it's the shower that's making me pure, not the mikvah. So that led to the takana as to whether this would apply to a nida. That was by the aids of tefillah for Trumas and Maisros and things like that, and Kedusha, but what about Anita? So that's Machlokas we've shown him. The Raman Yeredeya in the end of Siman Reish Aleph says it's usher to take a shower after the mikvah. However, once the couple is together in some form, then the woman's allowed to take a shower. Because this Takana, he says, the Rama also applies to Anita. The woman can't shower before the husband and wife are intimate. So the Az Nidbaru in Chelek Dalad and Chelek Bav says there's no reason for a man to not wash off after the mikvah, because Ein Hayom Tuma V'Tara U'Mutar Lirchotz La'achar HaMikvah. He says this is a Tuma and Tara. Maybe it applies to women, and we're machma that it does, but certainly it wouldn't apply to a man. There's no issue of Tuma and Tara. And this is the Shita of Menashe Klein, the Mishnah Halachos, in three places, the Tiferes Adam, does say you shouldn't shower after the mikvah, but that's not the general man. So those are the three things we need to keep in mind when it comes to going to the mikvah for a man: Chatzitza, Chafifa, and showering afterwards. Let's discuss, before we get into our list of 12, mikvah during the Yamna Raya. And these three reasons can apply to any situation. We'll have to see, of the 12 cases, which one does it apply to these three categories. There are three reasons given going to the mikvah for the Yamna Raya and for a man anytime. The Rush in the end of Masechas Yuma cites the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that says, Chayv Adam Letar Atzma B'Regel. A person must purify himself before the Regel. And from here, the Rush expands this to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Now, most Rishonim and Acharim disagree. They say being Matahar, purifying before the Regel, is just a din in Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, and having nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The Shagas Aryeh says, we see from the Rambam that this din is a function of Alila Regel and bringing Korbanos. But if there's no Alila Regel, and there's no Korbanos, and there's no reason to go to the mikveh beforehand, and this is not relevant to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So Rav Yosef Engel, in the Galyone HaShas, and the end of Chagiga, notes that some Rishonim hold that Chayiv Adam Litar Asma Beregel has nothing to do with Korbanos. Rather, it's to be Makabel Yantav with Kedusha, with holiness. It has nothing to do with any sacrifices. The nature of Yantif, including Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, is that you can't receive the Hashpah, the holiness of the day, until a person goes to the mikvah. So, even maybe the Rosh would agree to that as well. But that's the first thing, being metai yourself, especially for the Yantif. The second reason, which most Achronim explain, is the Minag is based on Takanas Ezra, that a man who's a Baal Keri, a man who has a seminal emission, whether at night, whether he has relations, whatever it may be, is usher to learn in Davin. And the Gemara in Brachos says, the Tanayim eventually repealed this Takana, and they said that you're allowed to learn Torah without going to the mikvah. Person wakes up in the morning, person has a seminal mission, he wants to go do the daf, he doesn't have to go to the mikvah beforehand, no problem at all. What was the reason? Because you have to learn Torah with a sense of seriousness, ema, resas, and zayah, a sense of awe. And if a person who's had an mission is lacking that sense of awe, he needs to refocus, and therefore he needs to go to the mikvah, and Chazal didn't want people taking advantage of that, and therefore the going to the mikvah is a way to get people to control their emissions of that nature. So Torah is compared to fire, just like fire is not mekabel tuma, so too Torah can never be mekabel tuma. So the question is, what about davening? The Gemara just says that Torah was revoked. You can learn after having an emission, but what about davening? So this is a machlokes in the Rambam, who says the Takana was also repealed in respect of davening. And the Rambam self says, I don't have to, but as a Midas Chasidus, I go to the mikvah for Takanas Ezra. The Rambam would go to the mikvah if he had an emission. But he said, I'm telling you, that's a chumrah. You don't have to do that. The Rush in Brachos says that the Ravid felt that the Takana of Tefillah still stands, and you can't daven if you're a Baal Keri. So the post can follow the Rambam, and it's mutter to daven without going to the mikvah, which is the minhag in most places. And therefore, during a Aseres Yemei Tshuva, when we're machmer for many different things, we try to be machmer for Takanas Ezra as well, and therefore that's where we go to the mikvah, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's reason number two. Number three is that if a guy converts, he has to go to the mikvah. And this is a form of Tosefes Kedusha, adding on holiness to a person. For example, when Shevet Levi were chosen to be the Levium, they had to go to the mikvah. When the Kohanim were chosen to be removed from Shevet Levi and to be the Kohanim, they had to go to the mikvah. When the Kohen Gadol puts on his Big Day Kahuna, he has to go to the mikvah. Anything that adds holiness to a person requires going to the mikvah. And therefore, the Jewish people are going through tshuva, adding kedusha. We have to go to the mikvah. Those are the three reasons. What's the nafkamina for all these different reasons? Whether you need a kosher mikvah. If the purpose of a Baal Keri is for a Baal Keri, just to that issue of Ezra, then even Mayim Shuvin would work. You could go to in a bathtub if you wanted to, and that would be sufficient. But if it's in kedusha, a bathtub can't impart Kedusha, you need the mikveh to impart Kedusha. A mikveh can only impart Kedusha, and it can only be metaher a person before the regel. A bathtub can't do that, no matter how nice your bathroom is. It still can't do that. Only a mikveh can do that. That would be an afkamina. So let's go through the 12 cases, shall we? The first case is the Rama in Tav Kuf Pei Aleph says, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, we go to the mikveh because of keri, because of emissions. And the Shevet HaLevi and the Netai Gabriel say that there's no issue with Chatzis on Erev Rosh Hashanah at all, unless it's Rov Umakbid. If the person was in the mud, and the body's all over covered with mud, and he doesn't like the mud on him, then you have to remove that Chatzitza beforehand. But in most cases, hopefully a person is not coming to the mikveh Erev Rosh Hashanah with something that's covering the majority of his body, and it's something that he doesn't care about, and he cares about. And that would be the chumrah over there. The Kovitz Mibes HaLevi, Rav Ozner, says that there's no inyan to make a brach on the seal of Erev Rosh Hashanah as well. And that is certainly the minhag. We don't make a brach when we go to the mikveh. The more complicated, and perhaps a thing... you want to try to do it as close... You want to be matar yourself... Close to the regel. If a person can't, so then you can't. You can't. Half of the five towns are showing up. You know, one mikveh. You got to just got to do the math. You figure out. You got to find. It's either after chatzos or you're gonna miss yantif. So you got to try to find the time that's gonna work for you. Erev Yom Kippur. The Shulchan Aruch and Tav Reish Vav says Erev Yom Kippur is the time you go to the mikveh, and the Rama says it's because of keri, because this is the time that we're in. To be machmer for the takana of Ezra. And the Mishnah Berurah says that the tevila is for tshuva. And therefore, that's why the man should dip three times. And that is ideally what a person should do. You go to the mikvah, in and out three times. Not like out of the whole mikvah, just stick your head up three times. You do the finger, whatever it is. And that's sufficient, three times dipping in and out. And the Matei Ephraim says that you must go to the mikvah Erev Yom Kippur, regardless of keri. And the Be'er Halacha, the Chavetz Chaim, says one has to go to the mikvah because of Yom HaKadosh. And even if you don't go to the mikveh the rest of the year. So we see by Erev Yom Kippur all three reasons. Tosefes Kedusha, because of Tshuva, and the Kedushas Hayom, and also because of Keri. So all three reasons are given over there in the poskim. Now, the Shla writes in Maseches Yuma, Tov L'Tahir V'Galeach at Tziponayim. By Erev Yom Kippur you should cut your nails before you go to the mikveh, and shave, and whatever you need to do. Shekein ha'isha ha'metaharis lebalat sricha lekatzasam. Just like a woman prepares for the mikvah, Erev Yom Kippur says the shla, you have to prepare the same way for the mikvah. And this is cited by the Eliyahu Rabbah and the Mishnah Berurah, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes in Kuf Laman Aleph, v'yesh ledaktik shelo ya'alav shum chatzitza. When it comes to Erev Yom Kippur, the sheet of the poskim is, you have to try to remove any chatzitza there is on the body in that situation. The Tanya, not Chabad, the Tanya, the Rishon, in Siman Ayin Ches, says that a chafifa is needed before going to the mikveh Erev Yom Kippur as well. A person should try to bathe, hot water, to remove anything that's on the body. We don't really have such long hair for most men, especially those who are losing it. So it's not such an issue, but you should try to, I guess in the beard, perhaps, yeah. You should try to make sure those things are taken care of. And this is cited by Eliyahu Rabbah as well. And this is the pain of the Shibbolei Haleket, the Mata Ephraim, who says, V'yisrok sarosav b'masreik. You should comb your hair with a comb before you go to the mikveh Erev Yom Kippur. Maybe we should supply combs. A new shtick. $1 a comb. The Mata Ephraim says that one should be much more careful for this field than all other immersions. You should cut their nails on different days, because the men are not cutting your fingernails and toenails on the same day. That's a shear for another time. And the Harei Kodesh, Rotzi Pesach Frank's son-in-law, writes in the Mikra Kodesh in Yom Narayim in Simen Lamed Vav, that we should treat this like Tevilas Ezra and be machma for a chatzitza. But the Tila Dove says, Lo Risi Nogin Kain. But nevertheless, we should try to be more careful. We shouldn't just grab a towel, run to the house, and go to the mikveh. We should try to prepare a little bit more for a few minutes before going to the mikveh Erev Yom Kippur. The Tzitz Eliezer says one should wash after going to the mikveh, and that certainly should be the minhag. We'll talk about that at the end. One should take a shower afterwards. The Piskei Tshuvas writes in Siman Tav Reish Vav that he says the minhag is not to shower after going to the mikveh Erev Yom Kippur. I think he's wrong. I think the minhag is to shower after going to the mikveh Erev Yom Kippur. And the Tshuvas HaGaonim cites Rav Sajagon, who said, Kol echad v'echad tovel be'erev ha'kipurim u'bal yaso militvol mevarech al hatfila. Rav Sajagon says to make a bracha on going to the mikveh Erev Yom Kippur. And this is also the response in the Tshuvas Min HaShemayim. the tshuvos that were done through a dream. One of the Baal HaTosfos went up to Shemayim in a dream, asked a bunch of questions. So in Siman Pei Gimel, he says, V'yom tishi hu kadosh l'Hashem, the ninth day is holy for Hashem, tzvakos, l'chol l'saveo mechase atik, to eat, v'tzrichen hakol tefila ulevarech. I mean, the tshuvos of Shemayim says you should make a bracha when you go to the mikvah, Erev Yom Kippur. However, comes the Ritzigeus in Hilchos Yom HaKippur, and he says, Tefillah zu kevin she'enu mitakonas chacham, it's not a takonas chacham and rishonim, there's no bracha at all. And Pashut, he says, there's no issue, of course you don't make a bracha and go to the mikveh Erev Yom Kippur. And this is the halacha noted by the Sefer HaMinag, the Rush, and the Shulchan Aruch, and Or HaChaim, and Tafresh Vav Dalet. The Mishnah Berurah writes in the Shaar HaTzion, in the minag of some people to say the vidui in the Yom Kippur, in the vidui Yom Kippur in the mikveh. He's not such a fan of it. He says you should wait till mincha. But there is such an idea. Probably holds up the line also. But one should try to avoid saying the vidui in the mikvah. That's Erev Yom Kippur. Again, of all the 12 things, it's the one we're most machmir for. The one we push ourselves a little bit more to be careful when it comes to the mikvah.
You said you were allowed to shower after the mikvah.
Yeah.
And before the mikvah?
You should shower before and after.
Shower before and after.
And after. The Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Chav Ches in Sifkat and Kuf Samachay says an Erev Yantif, you should go to the mikvah. Sarach Adam Letaher Es Atzma Beregel. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is very clear. He says Tsarach, which is a lashon of Chiyav. It's not acting as a Chumrah. He says the Mishnah Berurah says you must go to the mikvah Erev the Regel, Pesach, Shulis, and Sukkos. In the Kovetz on the Rambam, which is printed in the back of the Rambam, is Hinchos Kriya Shema and Perek Dalet, it says there's no reason to be Machmer for Chatzitza by going to the mikveh Erev Yantif. There's no chiyuv nowadays to be matar before the regel, but the Mishnah Berurah is very clear in saying that there is a chiyuv, but he would probably think that you probably should check for a chatzitza. The Lakute Ma'ariach writes in the Minog Shavuos that before the regel, a man must prepare for the mikveh like a woman goes to the mikveh, if you go to the mikveh Erev Yantif. And the Tzitz Eliezer writes in Chelek Alf in Siman Samach Talid, Betaras HaRegel Harbe Migdoli HaPoskim Sovrim Daleika Mitzvah Bazeh Bezman Hazeh. He says most poskim don't agree with the Chafetz Chaim, and most poskim say there's no mitzvah to go to the mikveh before the regel, and therefore he says there's no reason you have to issue have you can there's no issue about chatzitza and chafif and things like that. He says you can wash after using the mikveh erev yantif. It could be according to the Mishnah Berurah again he would be machmer, and again in theory if the Chafetz Chaim took his logic to its last result, the Chafetz Chaim should say you should make a bracha also on the mikveh Erev Yantif, because it's a chiyuv. So, tzarachin on the Chavetz Chaim. 4. The Rama writes in Tofrei Samach Dalid that medaktikim, those who are careful, go before Alos HaShachar on Hoshana Rabbah. Another time to go to the mikvah. The Mishnah Berurah says it should actually be done Erev Hoshana Rabbah, because you should be able to learn all night b'kedusha v'tahara, with holiness, and therefore you want to go to the mikvah before. 5. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Pei Ches that there are Anshei Maisa who filed the Takana of Tfilas Ezra. If a person has a keri, bal keri, and a mission, that they go all the time in such a situation. And this is the opinion of the Yad Shal and Yoredeya. That's the opinion of many poskim as well. The Rashba in Nida Samach Zayin says we're not makel for a chatzitza on Tfilas Ezra. And the Minchas Chinuch questions this because a bal keri is kosher for tefillah in Mayim Shuvim. If a bal keri can go to the mikveh in the tub, then certainly why would we machmer for a chatzitza? So that's the Minchas Chinuch Kash on the Rashba. The Sefer Eshkol says that a Baal Keri should not have a chatzitza that is rovu makbid. As we said, having the chatzitza that is the majority of the body and something you care about is pretty difficult nowadays, because that wouldn't even be a shame tefillah. It would be a nothing. If you go into the mikvah with mud covering half your body and you don't want it to be there, it's not even, it's a zero. It's not a mikvah with a chatzitza, it's nothing. You didn't do anything at all. The Nachal Eshkol says that Miru Makbet is still considered Tefillah Min HaTorah, majority of Makbet is nothing, and this is cited by the Halacha by most of the poskim as well. We're not Makbet for a Chatzitza when it comes to Tefillas Ezra. Some say, the Sefer Eshkol says maybe there should be Chafifa, and the Tshuva Sagaonim says there should be Chafifa. Again, there's different Machlokas as well. Then the Meiri discusses Chatzitza for a Baal Keri, and that's a different discussion as well. The Ginas Varadim says, a chatzitza for a Baal Keri, for Tfilas Ezra, is a gzeira le gzeira. It's a double darabana. You can't have a gzeira le gzeira. A chatzitza is already a takana, and then Takanas Ezra Sakana. So have a chatzitza on Takanas Ezra to go to the mikveh after an emission seems to be a bit much at the end of the day. And he says also by Tilas Ezra we have the union of Tisha Kabin, that you can stand under the shower and let 9 kav of water fall on you, it's however many minutes that take. So with all these leniences, why would we care about a chatzitza at the end of the day? And that's the shita of most poskim as well. If you see something there, you should try to remove it. Rabbi Forst writes this, the Ber Moshe writes this, the Chemed Shlomo, the Abiya Omer, the Minchas Yitzchak says you should take out any false teeth if you're going to the mikvah for Tfilas Ezra. So if you can remove it, it's easily can be dealt with. You should take care of it before Tfilas Ezra. Regarding showering afterwards, so the Peah Sadecha says there's no reason to be machmer, not shower afterwards. And this is the opinion of the Abiya Omer, who says there's no minhag to be machmer at all. He cites the Emek Yehoshua HaAchron, who cites Rav Meir Alter, the son of the Ger Rebbe, who felt that the Gemara Shabbos says that one may not shower after using the mikvah. And he said that even that's even for Tfilas Ezra. So Rav Avja writes in the Abiya Omer, this doesn't make any sense, because Tfilas Ezra is not a din in Tahara. It's not enough, to, it couldn't allow you to eat Shumas and Maisros. It's not a din in Tahara, it's a Takana of Ezra. And therefore, why should we be so machmer at the end of the day? He also questions the Askel Avdi Rav Avja Hadaya, who says the minhag is not to shower afterwards. He says, "If a devar tamuim, how strange! Shaharei afilu betfilas nida lebala haskima achronim lahatir lahitzrachetz acharkach." Even a woman who goes to the mikvah, many people say she can take a shower afterwards. So why are we more machmer than for Tfilas Ezra? The Zeha Shulchan says the Gra feels that we shower after the mikveh nowadays, and that can be relied upon as well. The Tzitzel Ezra is lenient, and therefore anybody who has a Tfilas Ezra can shower afterwards. 6. The Chayadim writes in Chela in Simon Aleph that it's a mitzvah to go to the mikveh Erev Shabbos. And he writes in the Zichron Toras Moshe that after this tefillah you should have kavana to accept the holiness of Shabbos and to accept your neshama yaseira. And this is cited by the Kitzel Shulchan Aruch and Simon Ayin Beis and the Mishnah Berura and the Aruch HaShulchan and Simon Reish Mem Beis. There's anything to go to the mikveh Erev Shabbos, something that we've all heard of. The Shla says, "V'achar kach yitol tziporna v'yelech l'tfila ki'isha ha-metaharas midirasa." The Shla says you have to do chafifa also by going to the mikvah Erev Shabbos, and the Elia Rabbah and the Pel Yoed says this. The Emek Yeshua Achron again cites the Emri Emes, as we said before, not to shower afterwards. But Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach and the Shulchan Shlomo says that after tefillah for Kavod Shabbos, it's proper to wash, and this is the minhag of many people as well, to shower after the mikvah Erev Shabbos. 7. The Chafetz Chaim writes in the Be'er Halacha and Simen Shin Chavav, the minhag to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, not just Erev Shabbos, on Shabbos, because of Tosefes Kedusha. You want to add the Kedusha of Shabbos. 8. There's a general... bring a lot of towels. That's the chassidim do. You bring a lot of towels.
So you don't really...
You don't, it doesn't get so wet.
Oh, I see.
That it doesn't get sopping wet.
Okay.
There's a general minhag 8 to go to the mikveh every single day, as we know, by many chassidim. 9. In your day and Simon Reish Samaches, the ger goes to the mikveh before converting. That's a form of Tosefes Kedusha. The Rashba says a ger has to remove any chatzitza, and this is the shita of the Shulchan Aruch and all the poskim, Rabbi Kiva Eger, that a ger has to be makan in chatzitza before he goes to the mikvah as well. Hold on one second. Okay. There is an inyan as well to go to the mikvah before the seminary, the cemetery, according to the Arizal, and that is also discussed in the poskim. The Otzer Habris says there's an inyan to go to the Bris Mila before a Bris Mila as well to go to the mikvah. That's number 11. And for the Sandik and the Aviyah Ben. And then finally, a chassan on the day of the chuppah, the sign of many svarim as well, that a chassan on the day of the chuppah goes to the mikveh beforehand in order to prepare for Tosefes Kedusha, holiness, things like that as well. In those cases, visiting the cemetery, Bris Mila, chassan on the chuppah, we're not so machmed about those chassitas, things like that. A person should just prepare normally beforehand. The kal is already gone beforehand because... She's because of dam chimur beforehand. So the kal is already gone before. Hopefully, she's not going necessarily on the day of the chuppah. Okay. Hopefully she's taking care of that days before. Okay. I just want to end with an important comment from Rishon LeZalman Arbach. This is from the Sefer of Aleihu Lo Yibol in Volume 2, in page Resh Pei Vav. Listen to this. Harav hayaragil hiskaleach lifnei shetavol b'mikvah. Rishon LeZalman had the practice of showering before going to the mikvah. V'gam acharei shetavol, and also after he went to the mikvah. What about those opinions who say you shouldn't shower after going to the mikvah? So you should retain the waters of the mikvah upon you. And Rosh Hashanah answered, I take a shower before I go to the mikvah to fulfill the mitzvah of v'hasrecha kamocha. And after I go to the mikvah, I also take a shower. Because other Jews aren't so careful about v'hasrecha kamocha, and therefore I shower afterwards as well. So I think it's a good practice. I think it's a smart thing to do, to shower before the mikvah, to shower after the mikvah. And I think we've seen, going through the 12 different steps, 12 different places where a man goes to the mikvah throughout the lifetime, and the three categories of Chayv Adam L'Tar Asma Beregel, Takana Sezra, Tosefes Kedusha, and we should be Mekabel Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur with Tosefes Kedusha and Matara, and should be a good year for everybody.